Euphoria.
Hello, namaste, annyeong, and what's up? Welcome back to Being Tanisha Sharma, the fandom podcast. I am Tanisha Sharma, aka Potato Head. So, after a few messages on Twitter and Instagram, I'm doing this bonus episode celebrating Mono's second anniversary. Honestly, even if I had no support from the few listeners I did get a message from, I would have still celebrated it because I cannot express how important and meaningful this mixtape has been for me for the past year. It's safe to say that BTS are my comfort men no matter what happens. But among mixtapes, I think Mono is my comfort mixtape. If you haven't listened to RM's mixtape, that is Mono, I highly recommend it. And it does have a lot of English lyrics as well. Okay, so it does have some collab tracks as well. I'm not going to go deep into that because I don't listen to those artists individually. Sorry in advance for not knowing them. When I came across this mixtape initially and I read the names of the tracks, I was pretty lamed out, to be honest. See, the names were like Tokyo, Seoul, Everything Goes, Bad Bye, Moonchild. See, it looked very pretentious to me. I'm not going to lie. And I honestly did not want to listen to it on my first introduction as well. I actually came across it as a playlist because that's what Namjoon described it as rather than a traditional mixtape. It was basically a YouTube recommendation and one day I just decided to give it a try. But after listening to it, the whole mixtape was like equal parts of wistful and weary, and the theme of loneliness is constant throughout it. It shows how RM lays out his deep insecurities bare on songs like Tokyo and Seoul. These tracks are like free therapy for your body, soul, and bank account collectively. They basically require you to ease into whatever fresh hell this week will inevitably bring to you. Truly, Mono sounds like how settling into a lukewarm bath feels like. Cleansing, just the right amount of steamy, and soothing to the touch. It contains the slowest of bangers and moody bops, and then there is RM whisper rapping on Forever Rain. See, in the BTS documentary series Bring the Soul, it was clear that Namjoon was very anxious to release his music to the world. It was revealed that he worked on Mono over the course of 3 years, through sleepless nights, meeting with producers and his self-reflections. Namjoon explained how much releasing his own music means to him. He basically said, what would they, as in the audience, think of his music, how would they respond, and that is what keeps him going. And so to commemorate the second year anniversary of Mono, I will be reviewing Namjoon's mixtape as well as adding my own personal take of how his music has comforted me during this past year. And then there's Moonchild. Moonchild is literally my favorite. I know I say a lot of songs are my favorite, but I can't help it because every song is just so in depth with me, and it's such an ambient hip-hop track that reflects on pain of existence and solace found in moonlight. A very simple concept, but the way the pain is not sugar-coated in the song. See, around last year, during this time exactly, Mono was trending on Twitter. And apparently it was trending because it was Mono's first year anniversary. During that time, I was literally struggling with myself a lot and I kept finding myself worked up until a panic almost every night. And it was through YouTube's recommendation that I again found Namjoon's mixtape. Even though he told it as a playlist, I actually gave it a try as a playlist, honestly. It was an odd experience for me as I didn't speak nor understand Korean during that time, yet I found myself being comforted immensely throughout the whole album. It felt introspective yet calming. It touched on sad things yet it was comforting. Mono was about struggle yet hope. Hope that you will not be stuck in this season of your life. The whole mixtape has like 7 tracks. Let's talk about Tokyo at first, okay? See, I read Tokyo and Seoul the moment I saw those names. If you see Seoul, it is pretty understandable. Okay, he lives in Seoul and he's talking about the place he's from, okay. But why was he talking about Tokyo? Like, Tokyo is in Japan. Even if they're like close by, why would you talk about that place? Anyway, to understand Tokyo better, I went on to this video posted on YouTube that provided a lyrical guide to Mono. It was brought up that Tokyo written in the Korean language, the Hangul script, has the same pronunciation as the phrase longing from afar. Hence, Namjoon's lyrics has a play on words. Not only was he referring to the city, but also to a sense of longing for familiarity. Namjoon seems to reference to his homesickness in this track. In Tokyo, he describes how he feels disconnected within himself. The track's combinations consisting of the playing of the piano, strings, echoes, and whistling contributes to a haunting, yet empty setting. I really love it when Namjoon plays with words, especially when it comes to his knowledge about Korean and English language together. Moving on to another song called Seoul. In Seoul, Namjoon describes his inner dilemma of the way he perceives the city of Seoul. On one hand, Seoul has been his home and his comfort all these years. On the other hand, he implies having a love-hate relationship with the city. In this track, Namjoon ends up describing what he notices about the city of Seoul. He has become so accustomed to its surroundings, yet he feels lost. What was significant about the accompanying music video for this track was a clip of Namjoon being by the Han River in his vehicle. He was then asked when he would be returning home through a phone call. The word Han translates to sorrow or suffering. Although it is unclear what the interpretation should be, it does show that even within home, Namjoon looks for a space to escape even for a little while, whether it be being from his feelings, works, or things he may be struggling with. Moving on to my favorite track, Moonchild. See, this is not the first time that Namjoon uses the term Moonchild. He used this term during his duet with a fellow band member, Taeyong V, in their song called 4 O'Clock. However, Namjoon has left this term Moonchild up to the public's own interpretation. Does he find peace in the midst of night? Does the presence of the moon keep him calm? Has the moon become the company he's used to since they have schedules that sometimes go into the late of night? He provides comfort to anyone who too identifies themselves as a Moonchild. We need the night view more than anyone. BTS often talks about the need to be sincere and being their authentic selves, but where does one draw a line in sharing about themselves, especially when it comes to juggling a public and private life? Namjoon too worries about this issue, which is what makes Mono a brave attempt to openly share about some of the thoughts he's had. And that is why I say, despite the pain he feels, Namjoon affirms that we are not alone going through this journey of life. We are able to learn from each other's experiences, as well as being there for one another. Dude, I can never get over Namjoon's lyrics in Moonchild. It is literally one of my favorite tracks. See, even if Moonchild doesn't resonate with me in terms of music, I listen to it just because of the comfort words in it. And that is why it's my favorite. And I highly recommend you guys to listen to it. Another song was Bad Bye. Okay, it was the shortest track on the album, like barely 2 minutes. And yet it still stood out. There is a mysteriousness and ambiguity behind its meaning. The lyrics alone seems to be telling of an emotionally low point of one's thoughts. Like that line when he just says, kill me softly, please break me into little pieces. But I think it's more like goodbye and bad bye, like, okay, there's another small wordplay into it, but I am not really sure what the song really means, so yeah, moving on to another song. I'm sorry. The fifth song being Good. I have no idea if that's how you actually say it. According to the lyrical guide I just referenced earlier, the English title is Good is the pronunciation of a Korean title, then again translates to not being where you're supposed to be. See, again Namjoon is playing with words. I think in the context of this song, it really means falling short, like mentioned in the song. This was one of the songs I felt most comforted by, as I could relate. I understood the fear of not being enough. I understood the pressure of expectations. And you know what's worse than expectations? Falling expectations. Namjoon talks about falling short of them. Even if Namjoon openly talks about struggling, he still delivers a message of hope. Although he feels lonely, sad, and hopeless at times, he refuses to give up. That's the reason it's again my favorite. Okay, I'm saying this, it's my favorite again. You guys are gonna get so sick of me of saying this is my favorite. Gosh. Okay, anyway, let's burn the bridge when we get to it. Moving on, sixth track, Everything Goes. Namjoon starts the song with the affirmation that things will pass. That is what it says, right? Everything goes, eventually, definitely, and certainly. Just from the title alone, I felt comforted. Like, okay, fine, this is going to pass. Despite what all of us may be going through, everything we are feeling or struggling with, these all will pass. In this track, Namjoon comforts both himself and the listener that everything passes with time. There is a purpose for pain and it will be revealed to us. We may not always be happy and that is okay. It's okay to feel frustrated, but we should bask in the knowledge that no darkness, no season will last forever. Again, a very comforting track. Just the lyrics mean so much to me. Okay, I'm not gonna say this is again my favorite track, even if it is. Okay, let's just move on to the last track, that is Forever Rain. This track, like its title, starts with the sound of rain in the background. In this track, Namjoon talks about how the rain provides him comfort. The rain allows him to truly express himself as his sadness gets disguised by his surroundings. Rain allows Namjoon to take a breather, to pause, to reflect on himself. Being in this industry, his life often goes by a fast pace. When he helps to produce music, he is used to being given deadlines. He muses about how even his rapping is fast. Like, the rain is something Namjoon is enjoying. He feels at peace and it's become his companion. That whole animated music video, dude, Mono introduces us to Namjoon. Not rap monster, RM, leader of the group BTS, IQ148 genius, Ranch Randa, underground rapper, but Namjoon as who he is and what he thinks. Namjoon bears his soul. He pens down how he genuinely felt during that season of his life. His openness in talking about his feelings of loneliness, sadness, darkness, and eventual hope. It provides a safe place for his audience to know that it's okay to feel. Namjoon created a mixtape, a playlist, an album, whatever you want to call it, that has healed and saved so many people's lives, and then turning it around and thanking us, all of us, his audience, for that album. Saying that we're his salvation. Y'all, I have no words. He's really the best person in the whole world. Someone said that in Mono, RM doesn't console you when you're crying. But he sits and cries with you when you feel like shit and the world is ending. And that's true. In Mono, RM doesn't help you go out of the darkness. He sits next to you and cries with you instead. Mono is like a warm hug on a cold day, a good laugh in sad times, or a soft cry in frustrating ones. Mono is like a hint of rain in a drought or the gush of wind in a field. Mono is everything pleasant I know. It's Namjoon's hand extended towards me, telling me everything goes. And I think every time I listen to it, my heart just breaks. I really believe that Namjoon's mixtape, Mono, brings you into a dark and empty room. But Namjoon is there to hold your hand and tell you that you are not alone in there. You've known that room all your life, but now someone is with you, holding your hand, and that's enough for you. That's enough for me. That's enough for us. Talking about the whole mixtape, album, playlist, whatever you want to call it, Mono. RM's Mono, the cover art. At first, I thought that the cover art was actually written by a child to show maybe like innocence, or he wants to go back to his childlike times. But a couple of months ago, I experienced therapy. I realized that it is his non-dominant hand writing RM's Mono. And it really made sense with what he's going on for this album. See, there's this thing called journaling with your non-dominant hand. It actually lets you get in touch with your inner child. And it's a form of psychotherapy technique to heal trauma. I tried journaling with my non-dominant hand by visualizing myself writing as a child. And then it made sense to me. The whole album was so personal to him. Each track was personal to him in some way, introspective, and it talks about the things that we tend to hide. When we listen to Mono, it brings out all the feelings we try to keep inside. But he chose to bring it all out because that's what you do when you talk to your inner child. And the fact that he just really bared his emotions out like this for everyone to see is also such a big step in healing. I am so proud of Namjoon to have come so far in the process of self-love. The whole album, the whole mixtape playlist, again, what do you want to call it? Is a masterpiece and still such a big part of him and his journey. I always kind of beat myself over the fact that I did not give Namjoon's mixtape Mono the chance it actually deserved in the starting when it was first introduced to me. But I'm glad I've given it a chance. I'm glad Mono is doing so well. I'm glad Mono exists. I'm glad Namjoon exists. I think this was like a very lengthy bonus episode compared to my other bonus episodes. Anyway, I hope you guys liked me talking about Mono and celebrating its second year anniversary. I hope Namjoon keeps making songs like this and keeps comforting us. And I hope the people who have not listened to Mono, please give it a chance. I know it might not look like the mixtape for you or the playlist for you, but I really hope if you're going through something, I hope it helps. I really do. Mono as a mixtape that is by from a BTS member is very underrated, and I really want you guys to give it a fair chance. Give it a try. Okay, so I honestly thought that I would be adding like small little snippets of the songs which I'm talking about, but I really want you guys to actually go and hear it for yourself and not just small little snippets. I want you to hear it as a whole playlist, as Namjoon really made it. I guess that's it for today's bonus episode. I will see you in my next episode. If you guys have any other feedbacks or you want me to do another bonus episode or maybe a special episode for something you really like and I would also enjoy as well, or like a review of some album that has come, or it's okay even if it's like an old album, you can just DM me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, anywhere, my username being @thispotatohead. So I'm gonna go now. Okay, bye!